And Afters FM is streaming live from the Australian Film, Television and Radio School. That's right, it's a film school. The place where it's kind of cool to like Fargo, and it's certainly not cool to like Wes Anderson. But I'm here to challenge all of that. I want to talk to you about one of the greatest film franchises of all time.
They say an open road helps you think about where you've been, where you're going.
Do you know what he has under that hood?
He knows it doesn't matter what's under a hood. The only thing that matters is who's behind the wheel.
I think so.
I know so.
Let me ask you something, Dom. What's the best thing in your life?
Family.
No, it's not. It's the 10 seconds between start and finish when you're not thinking about anything. No family, no obligations, just you. Being free.
I used to say I lived my life a quarter mile at a time. And I think that's why we were brothers. Because you did too.
The Fast and the Furious, one of my favourite movie franchises, and I've got someone on the line who knows more about it than me and is here to defend Fast and the Furious until the very end. Galen, why is this franchise so important?
Well, okay, so I think that the Fast and the Furious is often like thrown into the category of bad pop culture. It is sort of commercially successful, but there's not really much going on. But my take on the Fast and Furious is basically that in addition to being really cool and having a lot of explosions, it's like about racial identity and class in America.
And that fits in, of course, with the first film, the first race that we see. It's called Race Wars. Like how more, you know, this is clearly a film that's tackling issues bigger than it seems it's doing.
Yeah, yeah. So there's right in the first film, there's race wars. In the seventh film, they go back to race wars. And in the seventh film, the race wars that they go back to has been so commercialized that like Iggy Azalea is there. So it sort of it manages to comment on class and politics in America in a way that I think is like reasonably interesting.
And there's a bunch of articles that you have threatened, I'm going to use that word, threatened to write. I think, I mean, you talk to me a lot about the Fast and the Furious. I've got some of the titles here that you've thrown around in the past. Let's have a look at some of these. We've got Dwayne Johnson and Hard Places, situating hyper-masculine performances in Fast Five. We've also got bicep size, film length, correlation or causation. And, the list goes on. So why do you think we should be looking at these more critically, these films?
I mean, I think more broadly, yes, there absolutely should be an academic journal that is dedicated to, like, the Fast and the Furious studies, and it should come out every month. And I think, like, the main reason for that is that talking seriously about the Fast and the Furious is representative of a broader thing, which is that you should think seriously about pop culture, and like pop culture deserves respect and appreciation and like critical engagement, even though it's pop culture. That like a film can be good and interesting and important even though lots of people like it.
That's
and it makes
right.
a lot of money.
People do like it. And a few of us thought that maybe the franchise was going to end after the tragic death of Paul Walker, but they did bring out Fast 8, or Fate, as they called it, the Fate of the Furious. And I went and saw that in the cinemas, I'm not ashamed to say. Do you think they're going to keep making more films?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're making so much money off these things. And Hollywood is also, you want to keep going on the winner, I think. Like, they're making a lot of money off the Fast and Furious franchise. It would be ridiculous to stop.
Have you seen the rumours floating around that the next film might be set in space?
Yes, yes. It's going to be so good. I would not be at all surprised if they go to space.
Where else can the franchise go? They've covered so much in eight films. So I guess the only way to go is up.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so over the course of the films, there has been a growing movement away from, like, horizontal space where they just sort of race across flat surfaces and into vertical space, even though cars are useless in vertical space. So, like, in the seventh film, they drive a car out of a skyscraper and into another skyscraper. And then there's sort of drones and there's a lot of, like, vertical space where it's like their skills seem pretty useless. And I love the idea that Vin Diesel will end up in space.
It's a logical conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, Justin Lin, who directed a number of the Fast and the Furious movies, also directed the latest Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond, which was basically the Fast and the Furious in space already. So they know it can be done.
So our listeners need to watch this space. Any updates we have on this incredible franchise and where it perhaps might go in the future?